travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66.
Route 66 has its own hit record. It was written by Bobby Troup, who was a songwriter and also a World War II vet. He and his wife were traveling to Los Angeles, and he perfectly describes what the trip was like. He later got introduced to Nat King Cole, and the rest is history.
And we're traveling along Route 66. We started on the east side of Arizona. We made our way through Winslow and Flagstaff and Williams and Seligman. And here's where the long stretch of 66 comes in. And we're going to circle around Peach Springs. And I'm not saying one way or the other if I believe it, but there's been known Mater sightings in that area. And we continue down through Kingman. And this is where we get into Oatman, that people have lived in Arizona their whole life and still haven't heard of Oatman.
That's amazing.
Take us into Oatman, Rich. What do you find? It's a long drive, flat, yeah. Then all of a sudden you start coming into these mountains, you're twisting, you're turning, you come around a bend, and suddenly...
Oatman.
Yeah, it's a pretty long drive out of Kingman, and going through Sitgreaves Pass is probably one of the most enjoyable drives that any tourist or local could find throughout the western part of Arizona. As you go into Oatman, you just, like you said, you go through all these hairpin turns and switchbacks, and it's pretty amazing. Don't try to do it in anything more than 40 feet long, though, because you won't make it. It's also against the law to try it, so... but yeah, as you come into Oatman, you see an old mining town, and you'll see lots of mules and burros running around and basically panhandling for carrots. You'll see gunslingers shooting it out in the street and you know, old mock-up of Western style. And you see a lot of old shops and bars and little cafes. It's just a pretty cool little tourist hotspot.
And
like Tombstone.
And the legend to the mules is it's such a remote location, and at the time it was being mined, they were using mules to do the majority of the work, not relying on trucks or, you know, the newer types of machines that we got through the Industrial Revolution. They were still using mules, and when they abandoned it, they just left the mules, and all these years later...
They're the ancestors.
They've been there ever since. That's right. And they are the locals. They are the residents of Oatman, are the mules. And it seems like they're never going away. And the humans that are locals there, they watch after them and they protect them. And if you do go there, you see a tag on a mule that says, "Don't feed me." That's because that's a young mule. And they don't want it eating a diet of carrots. It has its own diet that it's supposed to adhere to. So you may want to respect that. But the adult mules you can feed, and they'll gladly take any offering that you give them.
All right, so bring us back now to the east side of Arizona, back in Holbrook. What brings you from Missouri out to Holbrook, Arizona, on Route 66 on a beautiful Saturday morning? Gary's killing me on the time here. We're going to have to, I asked you that question. We're going to have to get it after the break. We're joined with Roman Rich. You can visit his website, maybe get a little bit of preview hooked on Route66.com on where this interview is going.